Catholic commentary. Spiritual warfare. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Jesus 911.
And two-man car, Jesse Romero, Paul Klee, he'll be coming on in any minute now. Welcome to another broadcast of Jesus 911. Remember, the word Jesus 911, it's not like this program is just for first responders. It's for any Catholic Christian that wants to get to heaven. Because for me, 911, that's a call for help. That reminds me of Psalm 69, verse 2, where the Bible says, God, come to my assistance, Lord, make haste to help me. That's what Jesus 911 means. By the way, if you like what you hear, then like us and go ahead and let other people know about this program. Hit the subscribe button, hit the bell to be notified, and share this show with others. You all know that I wrote a book. It's called The Catholic Vote for Trump. Any of you that watch the show and have followed any of my podcasts, you know that I wrote this book, A Catholic Vote for Trump. I'm sad to say that my co-author, John McCullough, whose name is John McCullough, he passed away this Saturday. His name's John McCullough Morehouse. John M. Morehouse. John passed away this Saturday. He was 52 years old, lives out in North Carolina, leaves five children behind, married to his wife, Robin. And I just want to pray for my partner, John Morehouse. He is the chief editor of Tan Books, the chief editor of Tan Books, loved by so many people, has done a great job with Tan Books and St. Benedict's Press as the chief editor, and I want to pray for John. In name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal rest grant unto John, O Lord, and let your perpetual light shine upon him. May the soul of John Morehouse, through the mercy of God, rest in peace, amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. One of the profound truths that John Morehouse knows, and especially now in the presence of God, and all of us should know as Catholics, is that simple truth from the Baltimore Catechism, is why did God make you? And the correct answer to why did God make us is the Baltimore Catechism, if you remember, it says God made us to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this world, and to be happy with him forever in the next. Millions of Americans who attended Catholic schools back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, they memorize this answer, and they can tell it to you right on the spot, on demand. And that answer hasn't changed. The fact is, we as Catholics, when we look at God, God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, and when we look at him, those three verbs jump out at us, that we are meant to know God, love God, and serve God. So the idea of knowing God, the very idea that we can know the eternal almighty creator of the universe, that's mind-boggling. But throughout much of recorded history, mankind has considered God to be too powerful and too mysterious and too distant to be known. But the fact is, unless God actively reveals himself to us, our understanding of him will be at the very best general and vague. And at the very heart of Christianity, at the very heart is the idea of divine revelation, which means that God has clearly revealed to us the mysteries of who he is and what he's like and why he created us and what he expects from us. And God most definitely wants us to know him, K-N-O-W. And he's made sure that we could. Why? Because he sent his son, Jesus Christ. And anybody who has seen Jesus has seen the Father. We're called to love God. We as human beings already know that we're capable of love, and most of us have some type of loving relationship that we're involved in, generally with family and friends. And so to love God means that God, must also be capable of entering into a loving relationship. In fact, he can. This is because God's a person. He has a personality just as we do, and God's very nature is love. That's why he created the universe in the first place. And sadly, many people today reject God's love because they don't even realize he's offering his love to us. And the third verb that the Baltimore Catechism reminds us is that we're called to serve God. And by the way, John Morehouse, rest in peace, editor of Tan Books, he was a servant of God, very faithful. He's the co-author of the book, The Catholic Vote for Trump. We wrote this together, John McCullough Morehouse. And he knows what the simple Baltimore Catechism states, that God is God and we're not. And so we have a duty to serve him based on justice. After all, he's the one who gave us life and he's the one who will take it away. He's our creator. We are the created beings. And despite what we often think, we're not in charge. When we understand this, the most logical and rational conclusion is that we should serve God, whether we like it or not. And nowadays, most people definitely do not like it. Modern Americans actually hate the idea of serving someone else. And what a shame it is that we have such a selfish side to us. It's all about me attitude, when the fact is, serving someone else is the key component of a truly loving relationship. If you take a minute to think of a married couple that you would describe as happily married, most likely each spouse takes time to serve the other, and each spouse is less concerned about his or her own needs and more concerned about the needs of the other spouse. Serving God's the exact same thing. It's only better. It's not some, you know, dreary obligation. It's a joyous opportunity. And although the Baltimore Catechism has been all but forgotten these days, along with most other forms of sound doctrinal instruction, I mean, I'm just saying, we can learn a lot from this simple and yet profound lesson, as the Baltimore Catechism has taught us, that we are meant to know God, to love God, and to serve God. And these three actions are indeed possible. There's no threat of the wooden ruler anymore, you know, by a sister knuckle whacker. But we just have the opportunity to understand why we exist and what we need to do to fulfill the fantastic plan that God has for our lives. God has given us a future full of hope. My name is Jesse Romero, Jesus 911. Today's also the feast day of St. Ambrose of Milan. St. Ambrose, pray for us. Today's Psalm, Psalm 85. Justice and peace shall kiss. We'll be right back.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911. My name is Jesse Romero. Paul Clay, he'll be joining us any second now. The first reading today at Holy Mass, by the way, today is the feast day of St. Ambrose of Milan, Bishop, Doctor of the Church. And in today's first reading, Isaiah chapter 35, look at the promise it makes here. It promises that God will come to save us. And we're in the Advent season, and that's exactly what Advent means. We're celebrating the coming of Christ, his first coming, and his second coming. And today's first reading at Holy Mass was Isaiah chapter 35. It says this: Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Did you catch that? Isaiah chapter 35, verses 4 and following. Our God will come to save us. Yes, life is short, death is for sure, sin is a problem, and Jesus is the cure. Time waits for no man. Did you hear about this psychiatrist, Dr. Mark McDonald? He says that COVID America, America, thanks to the gaslighting media, is in a delusional psychosis. So this psychiatrist is saying that America, or COVID USA, is in a delusional psychosis. Now, what's a delusion? A delusion is a fixed false belief that's contrary to reality. And Dr. Mark McDonald says that the reason that America, COVID America or COVID USA, is in this delusional psychosis right now is that we keep getting pumped misinformation. And this has been happening for months. Again, a delusion is a fixed false belief that's contrary to reality. Here's what Dr. Mark McDonald says. He says, fear has become a new virtue. Never before in the history of this country have we told people that fear is good or to settle into those fears and allow them to control and constrain your life, said Dr. McDonald, who spoke at the American Frontline Doctors White Coat Summits in July and October. And by the way, the media, the Marxist media, what they've done with all these doctors that disagree with Dr. Fauci and all the COVID hysteria, what they've essentially done is that they've blacked them out from media. So that's what they've done. This entire movement of doctors called American Frontline Doctors, they've all been completely eclipsed by the media. The media will not put any of them to give their professional assessment of COVID-19 because it doesn't agree with Dr. Fauci and what the government's doing right now. The American medical practice, by and large, it's been hijacked by the left. And Dr. McDonald says the following. He says, moreover, Americans who are either afraid or who have been fed lies and misinformation for months now have grown to not only feel afraid, but also to believe that what they are being told is true, which is primarily that all of us are at equal risk of catching a virus and dying for it, says Dr. McDonald. But he says, this is demonstrably untrue. In fact, it's a lie, Dr. McDonald says. Again, he's one of the doctors that's part of this incredible patriotic movement called America Frontline Doctors. America Frontline Doctors. And these guys are doctors that are speaking out against the establishment. So Dr. McDonald says, this is demonstrably untrue. It is a lie, in fact, and we've known it's a lie for about 6 months. While there was a lot of infection from the coronavirus, there was very, very little death or hospitalization outside of a very specific population. Dr. McDonald from the American Frontline Doctors says less than 1% of the population accounts for over 90% of all the deaths which occur in people over age 70, mostly over age 80, with at least 2.5 to 3 comorbidities, according to the Center for Disease Control. And that Dr. McDonald was actually quoting them. And the media, what are they doing? They're actually promoting this this delusional psychosis. Once again, a delusion is fixed false belief that's contrary to reality. In other words, Dr. Mark McDonald and American Frontline Doctors, they're telling us that America is being fed lies and misinformation by the mainstream leftist media. And they're also doing that not only in regard to the exaggerated effects of COVID-19 or the amount of people that would die, highly, highly exaggerated, pure propaganda. But it's all, they're also feeding us lies and misinformation that there was not any massive voter fraud in the 2020 election. They're saying nothing to see here, nothing to see here. Move on. When in fact, we all know that in 6 states, if not in the whole country, there was massive voter fraud during this presidential election that's It's probably been going on for a long time. They finally got caught. But again, the media is gaslighting us. They're trying to make us question our sanity. That's what gaslighting means. And they're telling us, what are you talking about? There was no, voter fraud during this election. Move on. Nothing to see here. It reminds me historically that in both cases about, us being fed lies and misinformation by the mainstream media about the voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election, and also about the exaggerated effects of COVID-19. This reminds me of something historically. It reminds me as what happened in Nazi Germany and in Communist Soviet Union, where that's where both of those dictators and regimes practiced. They practiced lies and misinformation and the censorship of the truth by the gaslighting media. And as Catholics, obviously, we have to pray as if everything depends on God and act as if everything depends on us. And whatever happens ultimately in the end, whether these cheaters are allowed to get away with it and install Joe Biden as the phony president of the country, well, whatever happens, we know it's God's will, God's direct will or God's permissive will. If God permits this, it probably means that we're ripe. We've pushed the envelope so far. The world, our country, the church is ripe for a chastisement. That's what that means, if God permits this to happen. Just like Sodom and Gomorrah was ripe for a chastisement, and just like planet Earth was ripe for a chastisement based on just mankind's wickedness and sin, which was just so egregious that God saw fit in the days of Noah to destroy the world with a flood. Let me mention something just for a second. All of you know that I co-wrote a book called The Catholic Vote for Trump. I wrote this book, and my co-author is John Morehouse. John Morehouse, 52-year-old Catholic man of five, just died on Saturday night. He died of a massive heart attack. All the family was present. And John Morehouse is the chief editor of Tan Books and St. Benedict's Press. He's a serious Catholic man. He's a soldier for Christ. And he loved the Lord, loved Our Lady, and loved Holy Mother Church, and fought to the very end. John Morehouse, rest in peace. Right as he was dying on Saturday night, and his five children were around him and his wife, and the paramedics were on their way, his youngest daughter, and again, this is a testimony to how well he's raised his kids. His youngest daughter, which is 8 years old, 6 or 8 years old, takes off her brown scapular and says, and everybody in the room heard her say, "We've got to put the brown scapular on Daddy. We got to put the brown scapular on Daddy before he dies." And so the youngest daughter of John Morehouse and his wife Robin, I think she's either 6 or 8 years old, as they're working on her father, as he's dying of a massive heart attack in the presence of the entire family on Saturday night at 11 p.m. in North Carolina in their house, the daughter puts a bronze scapular on her father, and her father passes away of a massive heart attack. But it goes to show you, again, this man raised his five kids right, because they knew what to do. The father's dying, and without a doubt, they're praying. But the youngest daughter takes off her scapular and puts it around her dad's neck. Remember Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the promise that she made to Saint Simon Stock? She said, "Whoever dies invested with this scapular shall be preserved from the eternal fires." It's a sign of the bronze scapular is a sign of salvation, a sure safeguard in danger, a pledge of peace, and of my special protection until the end of the ages. Close quote. That's Our Lady's promise for those who wear the brown scapular. John Morehouse, the brown scapular was put around his neck by his youngest daughter this Saturday night as he was dying. It goes to show you how well this Catholic husband raised his kids. And so I just want to say eternal rest grant unto John Morehouse, O Lord, and let your perpetual light shine upon him. May the soul of John Morehouse, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. May Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll be back.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Soul Patrol, Jesus 911. Hey, for those of you that love Virgin Most Powerful and the conferences that we host, we're having a spiritual warfare conference January 16th at the historic Sacred Heart Chapel. Okay, that's the Spiritual Warfare Conference, January 16th at the Sacred Heart Chapel. I will be presenting, and also Dr. Dan Schneider. Dr. Dan Schneider is an instructor for Liber Christo, and I would probably tell you that he's probably the most well-informed, educated lay Catholic when it comes to healing, deliverance, and exorcist in the world. In fact, he teaches priests. He does seminars for priests on basically exorcism and healing and deliverance. So Dr. Dan Schneider will be there along with myself January 16th, 2021 at the Sacred Heart Historic Chapel. Mr. Paul, are you 10-8?
I'm 10-8, yes.
All right. Paul, I want to talk with you about the time that we're living in right now. If we're not excited to prayer right now, I mean to fervent prayer, because we're living like in a Lepanto-like situation right now, and everything's riding on the prayers of God's people. What do you think about the time that we're living in right now, Paul, and how important is it for the people of God to be praying as if, again, pray as if everything depends on God and act as if everything depends on you? What say you?
Yeah, listen. I think that if you go through human history, just, you know, and you look at what others have had to endure, like World War One, World War Two, and, you know, just all the different challenging times in history, you know, they've all presented a challenge for the people of faith. So this is time is no different. There's a lot at stake. We know that there's been a lot of deception out there. There's a lot of the media's really censoring a lot of information, keeping it from the people. And let's put it bluntly, people have basically over the last few decades have been dummied down. So if you're a person of God and you've been enlightened with the truth, what does the scripture say? We've been given the mind of Christ. Amen. And with that mind of Christ, we have to, engage these times and do what's right. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And what is the truth? Amen. Thy word is truth, right? And we know that the truth is more than just the written word, but it is actually a person. I am the right way, the truth, and the life, Jesus said. So we need, you know, that's why it's important just to know the word of God, to meditate on it. Like it says in Psalms, he who delights in the law of the Lord, God
meditates
says that,
on my law day and night. Yeah. And
day and night.
My law.
Amen.
Day and night.
Yeah.
Paul, I'll tell you something that's kind of sad. A lot of people don't meditate on the word of God. And as a result of that, we have Western civilization being turned on its head. And what I mean by that is right now in our country, and again, there's two teams on planet Earth. It's right in the Bible, 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. The Bible says you got children of darkness and children of light, or children of Satan and children of God. There's two teams. And right now, Paul, the evil is so obvious that right now the mainstream media is purposefully basically acting as if President Trump is no longer the president. There's a word that's used, icing them out in the American workplace. When a person is iced out, it means that you're not informed, or maybe you may be even locked out of a company's meeting. And when there's a company party and you're not invited, or when there are software updates that coworkers and managers refuse to tell you about, or maybe when you bring cookies or cake to work and no one wants anything you to offer, you know, these actions are what is called in our society being iced out. And what's sad, Paul, is that's exactly what's happening to the president of the United States. And I say that because there was an incredible 45-minute speech given over the weekend where I watched it on my iPhone, where he explains and defends his position in this fraud-filled presidential election of 2020. And he basically put everything on the table to help American people understand why he has not conceded an election that was stolen from him and his disenfranchised voters. And yet, here's what's sad. Not one single cable network from the mainstream media aired the president's speech, and therefore hardly anybody knows about it. Twitter was silent on what the president said. YouTube carried on like nothing was happening. And the public discourse about what our president did is silent because a lot of people don't even know that he spoke over the weekend. And Paul, that is a tactic of communists. This is what communists do in these third world countries. The media just silences the opposition. What say you?
Yeah, well, you know, if anybody's looking, you know, at conservative blogs and things like that on YouTube, you realize that we have had a lot of communist Chinese influence on this election. Mm-hmm. And so China has been systematically infiltrating this country, its financial systems, and the political system for this country. As a matter of fact, Jess, I actually heard that they actually own a portion of the voting system that we have. I mean, communist China owns part of the voting machines that we use in the United States. Imagine that.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Like, I think it was several months before the election, they injected $400 million, to buy into the system. So, listen, there's a lot going on. And, you know, I think that if we're going to be prudent Christians, Catholic Christians, we need to really pay attention to what's going on and be willing to stand and fight for justice and for what's right. Because if we lose what we have right now, Jess, if we lose this beautiful country that we have and the freedoms that we enjoy, it's never going to go back.
You're right, Paul. Everything's right on this, I'm telling you. And it reminds me of today's Psalm, Psalm 85, where it talks a lot of, it says, kindness and truth shall meet. Justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. So today's psalm is full of justice shall walk before the Lord and salvation along the way of his steps. Today's psalm at Mass is a psalm that in 85 that talks about nothing about truth and justice. They go hand in hand, and that's the exact opposite, Paul, that we're seeing in these elections. We're seeing no truth, we're seeing falsehood, and we're seeing injustice.
Yeah, evil You know, from time to time, evil, you know, tends to, seems like it gets the edge. But we know what the last chapter says, and we know what the end result is going to be. So just God calls us to be faithful in the times, to stand strong. And hey, our faith is being tested, but we need to recognize, you know, it's important, I think, that we believers are on the right side of the issues, because, you know, just the amazing thing that I've noticed is there's a lot of people who profess faith in Jesus Christ that are on the wrong side of this issue. And I don't know whether it's because of the gaslighting that you mentioned before, which is basically a manipulation, you know, based on deception. You know, the media has been very, very busy. We've seen it before, Jess, when we look at their talking points and they all parrot the same talking points. It's almost like mind control. It's almost like mind control. And, you know, like it reminds me of that song, All in All, We're Just Another Brick in the Wall.
Paul, you're right. When you turn a lot of the mainstream networks, you'll hear MSNBC, they'll go, Trump is an idiot. CNN, Trump is an idiot. NBC, Trump is an idiot. ABC, Trump is an idiot. And you go down the line, The View, Trump is an idiot. It's like if they got their morning briefing from the Antichrist and says, okay, this is what you're going to say throughout the day. You can see, Paul, that it's scripted.
Without a doubt, it's scripted. And it's a shame that, you know, that these tactics are so effective on so many people. But, you know, I just have to chalk it up to the fact that, you know, again, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, Jess. It's the truth of God that brings freedom, freedom of thought, true freedom of thought, and the ability to discern right from wrong. Or listen to what Chris Cuomo said in that article.
Yeah.
You know, he says concerning Trump. Let's see what he said.
Concerning the speech, right? In the speech, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Trump is so far gone that I cannot in good conscience play the substance of a 46-minute
spiel.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that he spewed out tonight. It is lies and ugly suggestions that have basis in nothing but division and malice. It is a spiel. It is a con only to benefit his own coffers.
Wow.
Let me tell you. Yeah, can you believe that?
This passes on for news? This is supposed to be news?
Yes, yes. And, you know, the sad reality is we're talking about somebody who is the leader of the free world here. And these commentators, they talk about him with zero respect. And that's mind-blowing to me.
Oh,
mind-blowing.
Yeah, yeah, Paul, the article also says, this is something interesting. It says, this is how radical Marxists in banana republics oust legitimate leaders. We'll continue talking about this, the gaslighting that's going in this country, the icing out of President Trump and his speech and his actions. Welcome to the Banana Republic USA, ushered in by the Democrat Party. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He's our only hope. We'll be right back.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, two-man car, Jess Romero, Paul Clay. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And we're talking about the fact that civilization could be turned on its head if the mainstream media continues to treat our president and treat this country like if it's a banana republic. The article that we're leading on says the following. It says this. This is how radical Marxists and banana republics oust legitimate leaders. In countries such as Cuba or Venezuela, they gain control of the country's media and they make sure that the leader's words cannot reach the people. The radio stations and news stations are taken over. And there's no way for the legitimate president to get his message out. We've seen this on Twitter, YouTube, and saw it tonight and a blatant coup-style icing out of President Trump's speech. As you said, Paul, the article says, U.S. elections will never be the same. The American people will never again trust the electoral process of this country unless President Trump maintains his office and reforms the entire voting system. The yes. days... Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, listen. You have people that are, you know, on Facebook and YouTube, Jess, and they're practically talking in code because they don't want to say certain words so that the algorithms that that are being used by these organizations, companies, when they catch certain words, they automatically censor them. When you speak against the narrative, and that's the narrative that the left is putting forth, you are completely being iced out. Not only President Trump, but any conservative thought is being iced out. And let me tell you something. This is a power grab, Jess. If this is why this Senate race in Georgia is so important. If the Democrats control the presidency, the Senate, and the House, this is going to be their golden opportunity to stack that Supreme Court with complete liberals and all of our rights.
And ushering communism.
Yes, yes. And the Constitution will no longer be relevant as we know it.
That's right. I 100% agree with your analysis. And that's what the article actually says. The article says, the days of a democratic republic may well be over from now on. No one will ever again have faith in it. The power and freedom to vote and choose your leaders has always been a cherished American point of pride. But now, with this election, the veil has been lifted, and everyone can see how vile and corrupt the system has become. People will come to understand it is one big shell game, and enthusiasm will wane as oligarchs, that's a bunch of, elites, slowly ooze into positions of power, cementing themselves in control forever. Wow, that's a good summary statement of that in that paragraph.
Oh, yeah. And listen, as these oligarchs take control, is there a country out there, Jess, that you'd rather live in other than the United States?
Last time nope, not even close.
Yeah, every time I go to Mexico, guess what? I can't wait to get back home. You know, I have a good time over there, but I thank God that we live in a country with the protections and the rights that we have.
Paul, it's funny you say that. Every time that when I used to misbehave when I was a young guy, you know what my parents used to tell me? If you keep it up, we're going to ship you off to Mexico. That was the threat from my mom and dad, rest in peace, when I was young.
And I bet you straightened up, huh, Jess?
Oh, yeah. Well, they shipped one of my brothers there for a long time. You know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Because everybody knows Mexico is no joke.
Yeah. You start trying to act like a juvenile delinquent or a thug out there. You're not gonna have your freedom very long, especially as an American kid.
Yeah. My wife has many relatives that still live in Mexico, and it seems like every 6 months we hear about a tragedy that's happened down there, and just the lawlessness and the killing. And we're just so thankful that we live in this beautiful country. And for the young people out there that have been manipulated, it's unfortunate. You know, they've taken over our universities, Jess. You have this Marxist ideology being taught to our young college students.
Yep.
I just think that they need to become, you know, students of true American history and read and understand and see the people that have died and bled for this country to give us the freedoms that we have.
Amen.
Yeah.
Paul, the article says this. Let me just quote some other stuff here that's very important to the conversation. It says, do Americans have it within themselves to accept a leader who will enact a martial law and become a lifetime leader? Because that's what's needed for justice, law, and order to continue in this country. The American system on all levels is hopelessly corrupt. Can the Americans embrace a Francisco Franco of their own to take over their beloved country and right all of the wrongs done upon the people? Or is their pride in their so-called free elections so swollen that they will continue on with the illusion of democracy for many oppressive years to come. Wow. We're at a crossroads, Paul. That's a huge statement that we're at a crossroads.
Yeah. Listen to what you said. An illusion of democracy. And that's what we have, Jess. It's a sham. It's an illusion of democracy. Listen, martial law, right? Martial law is basically military law. And guess what? President Trump said that he needed to drain the swamp. I think he's shocked at just how big that swamp is and how many people are involved. And I think that, his first duty as president is to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And right now the Constitution's under attack, Jess.
Well, this last paragraph talks about what may happen. This is possible, and I can see it happening. And all I say is, come what may, I'll embrace this with faith. It says this: this month's battle for the Republic is tremendous and earth-shaking. The only comparable moments in our history are those moments before the American Civil War and those leading up to George Washington battles against the British. These are make-or-break days that are shaping the national character of the United States for generations. And yet, all of this anguish and contention is for a mere 4 more years of President Trump. 4 years, and then who knows? Is all of this really worth it? Even if President Trump does use martial law, will he simply leave after a little less than half a decade, leaving us with an election system that we all now doubt? Our elections are now ruined thanks to the Democrats, China, Iran, George Soros, and many other international parties, and the deep state and the left have sought to ice out President Trump for his entire term. Will they succeed in gaslighting themselves to victory this winter? A lot of questions to be answered, Paul.
Yeah, listen, again, this is all about power and the power grab. Yeah, the focus right now is the election, but it's to seize power. Once they seize power, Jess, there's no going back. They will take this country to a place where there's no return. Example, if they take away our right to bear arms, like the Democrats have been, talking about for how many years now. They stacked the Supreme Court with a bunch of liberal justices that interpret, our Second Amendment right as, hey, that's not the way it is now. We have a right to take away your arms and things like that. There's no going back at that point. And what is that right in place for? It is so that tyranny and tyrannical leaders will not lord themselves over the people, that people have a right to defend themselves.
Paul, this reminds me of the analogy of squeezing some toothpaste out of the tube. You can't put it back in. If the Democrats steal this election and seize all the power, the damage that they're going to do can never be undone in 100 years. I mean, right now, Paul, we've been fighting Roe versus Wade since 1973. Now men marrying each other, Obergefell versus Hodges, the legalization of pornography. These are battles that were it was the liberal Supreme Court that passed these laws. We haven't been able to undo those laws. And whatever damage Biden does, this will be permanent damage until the second coming of Christ.
Yeah, that's a tactic they use all the time. They try to take a country mile, and knowing that you can't put the genie back into the bottle. Once it's out, it's out.
Here's a question, Paul. People, when the president gave the speech this weekend, the article says, looking at the video of the president as he speaks in front of a fireplace flanked by the American and the presidential flag, it looks as though he was filmed in front of a green screen rather than in a room in the White House. And oddly, he's filmed from two angles that switch every now and then and make the entire presentation appear staged in a strange kind of way. Is the president hiding? Is that why he's been laying low in recent days? Are deep state forces seeking to assassinate President Trump? It does not seem unlikely, as there have been reports of a firefight between U.S. Special Forces and CIA officers in Germany, to say nothing of the rumored death of CIA Director Gina Haspel. If this is true, then the civil war of our country may have mutated into a hot war already, though we lack the details of those fronts. but perhaps these rumors are not true. Time will tell. Comment, Paul?
Well, Trump did go down for the victory rally down in Georgia, so he wasn't in hiding back then. But I got to tell you, Jess, I listened really closely to what he had to say, and I wanted to hear a little bit more forceful speech from him, you know. And I didn't get that confidence from the things that he was saying. And so, you know, if you're out there listening, President Trump, you know, we need you to be a strong leader at this time, because these issues that are at hand are literally for the life and death of this country.
That's right. That's right. You've been listening to Jesus 9-1. Wake up, America. Don't hit the snooze button. Jesus is coming back. That's what the Advent season is all about. And when Christ comes back, the question is, are you ready? Over the weekend, my co-author of the book, A Catholic Vote for Trump, John McCullough Morehouse, he passed away, 52 years old, left five children. He had a heart attack in front of his wife and his five kids. He was ready to see Christ. The question is, are you ready to see Jesus? This is what the Advent season is all about. Make sure that before you die, you leave it all out on the field, just like John Morehouse did. Rest in peace. Paul, final comments?
Yeah, let's be strong. Trust in the Lord and continue to fight this fight.
Amen. Jesus 911, that's a wrap. We're 10-7. We're out. Up next, Gary Machuda, Hands-On Apologetics, coming to you from the Midwest Command Center. And don't forget the Spiritual Warfare Conference, January 16th, 2021, at the Sacred Heart Chapel. God bless you. Keep the faith.